This episode is brought to you by Liquid IV. When you hydrate with Liquid IV, you're powered by HydraScience. HydraScience is Liquid IV's science-backed formula with an optimized ratio of electrolytes, vitamins, and nutrients. Experience great-tasting hydration for mental clarity, physical endurance, and overall well-being. Sip into something that up-levels every moment. Liquid IV. Tear. Pour. Live more. Visit us at liquidiv.com.
At Best Western, we can't promise you the perfect family beach vacation. We can't promise that it won't rain, or that you won't get a sunburn, or that your family won't endearingly call you Lobster Mom for weeks afterward. What we can promise is a warm welcome and a comfortable room amidst all the joyful chaos. Lobster Mom. Life's a trip. Make the most of it at Best Western, with over 4,200 hotels worldwide.
Get it? The Bird Show.
Have you ever gone out with a group of friends to a restaurant? You guys are all eating a big old meal together. It's happened to us all, right? Once the bill comes, start to think, start to panic maybe a little bit in your head. Well, did I eat more? Did I drink more than that other person? Are we splitting this thing equally? Even though I saw everybody eating way more food than I did, drinking more than I did. And that little algorithm starts to go off in your head like, should we all be splitting this, right? And it never works out in your favor, and you're always pissed. That's where Kaylee, our producer, is right now, because he might have overpaid for a dinner.
Oh, no, there's no maybe to that. I definitely overpaid for a dinner. So we were invited out to a very nice restaurant, which I hadn't been there before. Have you guys been to Nobu?
Ooh.
Oh, just the name itself. Everybody knows the name. So,
they have multiple locations across the globe, I feel like.
Been to the one in New York, and I've been to the one in L.A.
Yeah, we ate with Luke Bryan there.
We did.
Kristen and I did.
Don't let the truth get in the way of you.
So, and these particular friends, one of them is very flashy. He's got a lot of money. He likes to spend it. And I'll be honest, when we're invited out, I figured he was probably going to pay for it.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, oh, babe, you want to go? She's like, all right, you want to spend that money? I said, we're probably not going to have to spend anything. Order it whatever you want. Because that's how it's been in the past. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I was expecting it, but I was expecting it. Right? So we go out. Dinner is amazing. It's awesome. And, you know, the bill racks up real quick. So I'm calculating in my head as I'm ordering stuff. I'm like, all right, you know, I've got 300 in this meal.
So for those that don't know about Nobu, it's like a celebrity hotspot in big cities. We just had one open up here, and it's like a sushi restaurant, and it's pricey.
It's a vibe.
It's
an experience, right? And you're saying your portion alone was $300?
Well, I mean, I ordered. I mean, I'm probably part to blame.
Because back in your mind, you're like, he's going
to be. Wagyu beef, man. It's like $98.
Thinking your buddy's going to foot the bill.
Yeah, because that's
I ain't mad at you.
And my wife actually gives me crap all the time because she says, as soon as I find out someone else is paying, I'm like, surf and turf, please.
That friend, okay.
Yep.
So, I did that. I ordered, and that was like $98. And my, you know, my wife's ordering, you know, her food and drinks. I mean, just a normal drink, an old fashioned's like $22.
Damn. Wow.
It's ridiculous. So, in my mind, I'm like, okay, if I have to pay for this, I'm probably looking at about 300, which is still more than I really wanted to spend.
That's a lot.
But, you know, it's a night out. We don't normally do it. We don't normally drop 300 on our meal.
Especially when somebody else is going to pay for it.
Yeah. So then, like, I'm thinking, you know, dessert comes, and I'm thinking, okay, we're going to wrap this up. And my buddy's like, hey, let's start tasting some wine. And I'm like, well, first off, I don't drink wine. I hate the taste of wine. I don't care about wine. I'm not going to drink any. You know, I'll order. And my wife's like, yeah, let's do it. I'm like, because when my wife starts, sometimes she doesn't want the party to end. Mm-hmm. She'll keep going. And so one bottle turns into two bottles, and I'm not even paying attention to some of these names. Bin 475 Bonzerieu Gruyere.
That's the name of the wine?
Yeah. For $380.
They ordered a $380 bottle of wine?
You're kidding.
Well, it's Burgundy, France, 20. I have no idea what this guy. And of course, the guy that comes over is like,
oh, the sommelier.
Yeah, whatever the hell that is.
It's the wine connoisseur who knows everything about wines and pairing wines.
He can taste the year if he just rolls it around.
There are legit competitions where they'll have like four glasses of unmarked white wine and they'll taste it and they'll be like, New Zealand, 1978. Sauvignon Blanc, like, can name everything and, like, down to the exact vineyard just by tasting it.
Palate is advanced.
How much did that second bottle, how much that set you guys back?
The second one?
Uh-huh.
$365.
So now you're two bottles in at, you're about $700, $800.
And then he decided to, I don't know, he was wasted at this point. He's like, bring me 8 years in the desert. That was only $185. I mean, only.
Well, at least he's going in the right direction because the drunker you get, the less amount you're able to taste.
Right. So now you're as far as wine goes now, it sounds like you guys are close to like $700-$800.
Well, $900? Yeah, I mean, for us. Yeah. I mean, but I'm like, oh, well, fine. Y'all are drinking.
Damn.
I mean, and I don't get drunk. So, like, I've got to drive home. I didn't Uber there, so I had already pretty much stopped, and I'm just sitting back. I'm like waiting on that bill because I'm like hoping he's gonna go over here. Mm-hmm. And so the waiter comes over and he's like, "How would you like the bill?" And he's like, "You can split it."
Yes.
I mean, the look on my face, like.
So okay.
Like, you mean like evenly?
like 80-20? Now, knowing you don't have a problem coming on air and speaking your mind, right?
Yeah.
So you're there at dinner with multiple people. He says that you're going to split it, knowing you have not had one sip of wine. You did not have any of this wine that's tallying almost like $900, right?
Correct, on top of my Wagyu beef and everything else.
You paying for your Wagyu beef, like, I can't feel bad for you there because you were trying to milk off this dude.
Right.
But once he started ordering the wine, and you don't drink wine, but your wife does, though, so there's a little bit of going on.
And I'm looking at her now, and I'm like, what'd you do? But even if she didn't drink, what was I supposed to say? Like, no.
I'm not going to split $900 of wine if I did not have a sip of wine. I don't think that's fair because I'm not in the same tax bracket as you.
Well, old Thirsty over here sure helped herself.
Yeah, you kind of stuck once your wife starts drinking it.
Yeah.
You have to.
This is on her, not you.
Yeah. And so when I got my portion of the bill with tip on $600.
Some people don't spend $600 on groceries for the month, man.
Right.
I don't know what my face looked like. I mean, it was the slowest reach for my wallet.
It's a car payment. It's rent.
And not to mention, I had a babysitter I had to go back and pay for, too, which gives you just even more insult. And then valet. And I'm like calculating anyway.
Got you, man. Yeah, so, you kind of had this one coming.
When's the next time y'all are going out?
Never. Again, never.
Get it? The Burt Show.